You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Hello, welcome. April 16th edition of the Cardinals Insider Podcast. My name is Brett McMillan. Good to be with you, and good to be into the throes of this baseball season here in 2019. Today's guest, Oliver Marmol. I got a chance to talk with him down at spring training. First year as a bench coach. He's under Mike Schild, of course, his third year on the big league staff. And Ollie is a guy that's well-liked. I mean, you could not meet a nicer human being than Oliver Marmol. And he's had a long and storied trip, I suppose, through the organization. Even though he's relatively a young guy, he's in his, like I said, third season here with the big league staff. He's a 2013 George Kisel Award winner. That is the greatest award that any Cardinal coach across the organization can win. Of course, after the great George Kisel, who was so good at teaching the game the Cardinal way, Ollie won that at this point several years ago. And he's also managed both at State College, Palm Beach, Johnson City. And before he did all of that, he was drafted by and played a couple seasons for the Cardinals, getting as high as Palm Beach in 2010. So he has seen the journey that players go to try to get to the big leagues, and he now is coaching and has helped guys get here and also is part of the big league staff here himself and is Mike Schilt's bench coach in 2019. Schilty has had a big impact on Ollie. You will hear all about that through the course of this conversation that, again, took place during spring training in Jupiter, Florida. We'll get to that in just a moment, but before that, I want to let you know that on Friday, April the 26th, the Cardinals host the Reds, and back by popular demand that night, 30,000 fans 16 and older will take home the Yachty Tumbler, courtesy of Apple Vacations. You can get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. All right, here he is, Cardinals bench coach Oliver Marmol. He's our guest this week on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
If you were going to describe what a bench coach does to the average baseball fan, because really it's not as well understood as I think we in the game think it is.
Sure.
How would you describe what you do?
That's a tough question because I don't think there's like a clear definition to it outside of like really helping the manager with whatever it is that he needs specifically. So for each manager, their bench coach is going to have different responsibilities depending on that manager's strengths and just areas that he'd like a little bit more help in. So that would be my definition of it.
During a game, we see you sitting next to Mike. What is it that you do in the game as things are transpiring?
Yeah, it's just a continuous conversation for the entire nine innings. You're just bouncing ideas back and forth off of each other. You're making certain suggestions. A lot of times he's going to be ahead of the game, but it's just making sure that nothing gets missed is the main responsibility during the game.
Does like managing the lineup card and who's going in and coming out, like keeping track of that on paper, is that something that falls on you or is that something Mike?
Yeah, that's something that'll fall on me, and that's something like doesn't have to be on his plate. So some of the easy just substitutions, making sure the players know where they're going, when they're coming in, prepping on time, and just having a clear idea as to what their role is going to be. Maybe an inning or two ahead is my responsibility.
Yeah. You are like moving during the workouts. I mean, you're all over the place. What's your role during a spring training workout?
When it comes to trust, has been phenomenal. A big part of our camp, player to player, staff to staff, staff to player, has been trust, and he's trusted me to make sure that everything's running smoothly and to put together a good schedule with the rest of our staff and make sure it's executed well. So when you see me running around, I'm just making sure that that's actually taking place. Yeah.
During the off season, was it for you more logistical, like thinking about this camp and how you were going to build it, or reaching out to guys and checking in with them, a little bit of both? How did you spend the winter?
It was a busy and very productive off season. One of the most productive off seasons I've ever been a part of. It was a lot of communication with our players. As a staff, we met every month to make sure we came into spring training very prepped and ready to execute. So it was a combination of both. A lot of communication with the player to make sure we had a grasp on where they were physically and mentally coming into camp, and then just making sure we were planning properly for the execution of what we're doing today.
What did you take from being a minor league manager and then your previous job at the big league staff that has helped you, the biggest influence for this position?
You learn a lot going through the minor league system, and some of the mentors I had with Mark DeJohn, Gary LaRocque, and Mike Schilt himself has helped a ton. But as a manager in the minor leagues, you don't have a large staff, so a lot of the responsibility does fall on you. You have one hitting coach, one pitching coach, and that's about it. So you learn the ins and outs of every aspect of the game. So as a bench coach now, just being able to bring some of that experience to Mike and stay ahead of the game inning by inning is going to be very beneficial.
Hi, this is Brian Finch with the Cardinals Museum. Have you ever wanted to know what a ball player is thinking on the diamond?
Where the thumb caught it, it gave it a tight spin. You see a Circle K change up or a split finger, it's got a distinct spin. You can see it doesn't look like a fastball. Mine looked like a fastball.
That's Dave LaPointe during Flashback Friday at the Cardinals Museum. Flashback Friday is a free Q&A with stories from Cardinals alumni in an intimate setting. The event is free with admission to the Cardinals Museum. See the full schedule at cardinals.com/museum. It's Flashback Friday before every Friday home game at the Cardinals Museum.
As a guy who played in the minor leagues and didn't see the big leagues, but obviously is in charge of making sure that big league guys are maximizing their potential, like you've seen both sides of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
What do you take from that to tell guys, hey, this is like the most important thing to staying and sticking here in the majors?
No, that's a good question. I mean, one way to answer that for me is like I enjoy the developing the skill and developing the just the overall culture of a clubhouse more so than I ever enjoyed playing. So I know what it looks like. I know what it takes to not only get up here but stay here from just a development standpoint and just a mindset. And I don't think you need the experience of actually playing at the big leagues to kind of enforce that and deliver that message to a player.
Two more quick ones. You have some history with Karp, his first pro ball roommate. What's that been like as like a guy who was with him at the beginning and now to see him where he is and him to see you too where you are?
No, that's a good question. I mean, we always had a good relationship when we played together, and even as a staff member now, there's just been from the very beginning a very high level of trust and confidence there. So the respect has always been there, even though he might be older than me, I'm not sure. There's never been anything where there's in question as far as like staff to player. Very good relationship, yeah.
For being where you are now, at the age you are now, that's pretty impressive. Who has been the biggest influence on you as you've come to this point here in your baseball career?
Biggest influence on the baseball end has been Mike Schilt. He was the one that suggested drafting me when he was in the scouting department. He was my first hitting coach as a player. And then came through the system kind of learning from him as far as how to be a good manager and come through the system that way. But between him, Mark DeJohn, and Gary LaRocque, they were very influential in me being where I'm at today.
Back in our St. Louis studio, thanks to Ollie for his time. I hope it came through. I mean, again, just a great guy, a great baseball mind, and a nice human being to be around. And we have a lot of those in our organization. It is always nice when they intersect, and Ollie certainly qualifies in that regard. Hey, on Saturday, April the 27th, the Cardinals hosting the Reds here in St. Louis. And on that day, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will stay cozy under their own stadium sweatshirt blanket. That's going to be a popular one in the McMillan house. You can get your tickets for that item and for the ballgame at cardinals.com/promotions. Again, it's April the 27th. Reds in town, and it is the stadium blanket. A nice gray background, says St. Louis Cardinals, has the logo in the middle. A great item. Our promotions team, again this year in 2019, just killing it. I mean, awesome, awesome items. We've got to have some of the best promo items in all of professional sports, if not the best. They just do a great job up there. Hope that you enjoyed our interview with Ollie Marmol today. Want to remind you, you can get the show anywhere that you listen to podcasts. If you want to see our television show by the same name, Cardinals Insider, the best place to check out full episodes and previous stories, individual stories, is at the club's YouTube page. We've got playlists for full episodes and for the stories that have aired on Cardinals Insider, hosted by Ozzie Smith. Just head on over to youtube.com/Cardinals and you can check those out. I would love to hear from you, especially if you're a frequent listener of the podcast. Email me, podcast with an S at cardinals.com. For Oliver Marmol, my name is Brett McMillan. We'll talk to you next week. This has been the Cardinals Insider Podcast.